Hello, this is News Director Larissa Donovan, and joining me on the phone today is candidate for Beltrami County Board of Commissioners for District 2, Mr. Joe Venny. How's it going today, Joe?
Pretty well. We're getting summer, and it's here with all the heat and all the enjoyment we would like to get from our outdoors.
All right. Well, you've been in the community a long time, and you've served in many different ways to our community, but why don't we elaborate a little bit about all that you've done, like how long you've lived in Beltrami County?
For starters, my wife and family have lived in Beltrami County now for 50 years. After all that time, we believe we're fully grounded here in Beltrami County, and we've enjoyed a wonderful quality of life, which through my public service I'd like to extend to any and all as we work together to elevate the human condition.
All right, and you've served on the Beltrami County Board of Commissioners before. When were you first elected?
2004 to 2016.
Okay, and I know you ran for mayor in 2018 as well. Are there any other campaigns that I'm missing?
No, not at all. My motivation to seek public office has always been public service, giving back to my community, state, and nation, something of which it has given me and mine and so many others, so that we can develop that base that brings a better quality of life to anybody and everybody.
And I know you were very instrumental in bringing the veterans home closer to the finish line. I know we've still got a ways to go yet, but do you want to tell us a little bit about what you've done for that?
Well, yes, I established the Veterans Home Task Force back in, I believe it was 2007. We've got the state money, but now we need to get the federal match, and we're working on that very diligently, and hope that it'll come to fruition in due time, because we have a substantial complement of veterans in northern northwestern Minnesota who are located 2, 3, and 4 hours away from pre-existing facilities. So we make the strongest case for a veterans home to be located here in the northwestern Bemidji as any place else in the state of Minnesota. That I don't care to gainsay on any other community, but we do make a strong case, and we want to take care of our veterans, after all, for the service they've rendered to our community, state, and nation. I am myself an Army veteran from 1957 to 1963.
Well, thank you very much for your service. Are there any other organizations or clubs that you're a member of?
Yes. I am the vice commander of the Disabled American Veterans Chapter 7, Bemidji, and I am commander of the Ralph Gracie American Legion Post 14 here in Bemidji.
All right. Well, what made you want to throw your hat into the ring for this county board race?
Well, there are a lot of people that called me, and they said that you've got a lot to offer. You work hard, you listen to people, and you've got the best interest of most any and everybody. Would you think about running again? So I debated after many calls, and I finally said, well, okay, if it is a wish and will of many of the public, I will run again, and we'll see where all this goes without fear or favor to anybody.
All right. Next I'll ask a few questions on specific county issues. Lately, there's been some controversy over last-minute additions to the board's agenda, most notably a refugee resettlement action and a resolution requesting the governor to allow businesses in rural counties to reopen amid the COVID pandemic. Do you think commissioners should be able to add these kind of like hot-button topic agenda items in this manner?
I think so. If it's a concern to the general public, we need to have that open and extended avenue of discussion for anybody and anybody that wants to talk about these kinds of things.
But it seems like these are demanding action right away without being discussed in a work session first or held at public hearings and stuff like that.
Well, you have to be very respectful, but say we gather information for the time when perhaps a best order decision can be made for anybody and everybody concerned. And as to the refugee issue, we want to welcome any and all, as long as we can build capacity to sustain people and help them help themselves. I have a very personal attachment to the refugee question. I'm a first-generation American. My parents came from Europe in the 30s during the Great Depression. First my dad to get a job, and then he sent for my mother and my oldest sister. So sure, we want to welcome any and all, but build that capacity so that people can enhance their quality of life through their own hard work and commitment, and we want to help them do that.
All right. My next question are around those unfunded mandates from the state, specifically out-of-home placements for children is a significant cost to the county. And while there's been progress being made, Minnesota is one of the few states in the country that has local governments pay the largest share of the costs compared to other states where it's covered mostly by state and federal dollars. What do you think the county can do about unfunded mandates?
Well, the county can do thusly, to negotiate with the state, the state department heads, the Department of Human Services, and the legislative bodies, the governor's office, to say that we have a dire need to help us in our rising out-of-home emplacement costs, which go to the fact that Beltrami County, of the 2,500 square miles of area, only 25% of that is even property taxable. So to rely on the property tax in Beltrami County itself to provide these services is excessive. And we need to lobby and advocate for our needs from a rural base where, for example, the seven-county metro area base has the biggest clout. We cannot allow the state of Minnesota to not pay attention to us, because we as county government are part of a creation of the state, and we need to do our best to respectfully advocate for our needs at the state level to alleviate the property tax burden that comes to us for the reasons that I've said.
All right. Well, my last question is on the Beltrami County Jail. That jail has come under considerable public scrutiny and has received some serious fix-it orders from the Department of Corrections, among many other items. What are your thoughts on the possibility of the new jail?
We need to be talking to our county sheriff. The Board of Commissioners needs to weigh in to see the necessity of in fact, even building another jail, or to see if there are other ways of diverting people from confinement and jail. They may have drug issues. They may have kinds of issues that inadvertently had, or not inadvertently, brought them to the jail. I have a long experience with the Department of Corrections, time superintendent of a juvenile center. I got design build money in the 90s to have built the new facility, so I know how to interact and negotiate with the Department of Corrections. But that needs to be done in a way that provides the necessary services for public protection and yet allows for an avenue for rehabilitative services for those people that find themselves enmeshed in the criminal justice system.
All right. Well, that takes care of my prepared questions, Joe. Is there anything else about your campaign or any other issue, county issue, you wanted to touch on before we wrap this up?
I only say that I welcome and appreciate the opportunity to serve once again, if it is the wish and will of the majority of the public, many of whom have been calling me and continue to call me. And I be elected, I will give it my best efforts and time on task. I'm a 24/7 kind of guy, so I'll be happy to do that. And I appreciate, Larissa, your interview today, and thanks so very much for what you do.
Well, thank you very much, Joe. Mr. Joe Venny for County District 2.